we want our check back.
Pardon?
No, bribery check.
Yeah, that's why I work for
this.
Yeah, 0 times 100 is still 0, right?
Hey, Jim.
I wanted to say hi.
Thank you, Jim.
You didn't have a lot of time last night. You going to be around later?
Yes. Well, and I got to give you this tonight to get the score. So.
See you then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
This is singing category. I'm from Denver.
Oh, that's okay.
If you want to send burners out to Denver, my garage door will be open. This looks good.
I'll drop it off on my way to Silverthorne when I go skiing.
Yeah, there you go. Love skiing in Silverthorne.
So, this is obviously your time, and I want to know, I always like to let you sort of indicate how you want things to go as far as the evaluation goes. If you want to sing and work, it's your time. If you want to talk, it's your time. So help me first understand a little bit as far as the performance today was concerned, how things went. Was it the best we've ever done?
No.
Was it the worst?
No.
Was it somewhere in between?
Yes.
Somewhere in between. Okay.
Yeah, we dropped from 8-10 last fall with these same two songs.
Okay.
To 7-89. Changed the order of them.
Okay.
The uptune.
So 20 points.
Yeah. The uptune got sung second this time.
All right.
For a whole bunch of reasons.
Okay. Which were?
Well, the ballad was singing better. We thought better to establish a level with the better song.
Okay.
A coach recommended that, and we agreed. It didn't work as well for us story-wise. You know, we liked the story the opposite way, but so what? it just didn't sing as well as we had some sync issues and some things that we had worked on that didn't translate to stage as well.
Okay. So we left some stuff in the rehearsal room.
Well, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say that because
okay.
I don't know if it was a performance all of a sudden. Nope, we're on stage and we're not used to competition lights and, you know.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, we've been around forever, so.
Was it hard to hear up there?
No. The guys seemed to think, you thought that with the shell that it was
shell
good,
was
right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we spent time practicing in the studio, which has sound baffles all over the place, which is good.
That's always difficult.
Well, we liked it not being the gym with hard surfaces.
Bouncy surfaces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and one of the guys in one of the other choruses commented, we had three different rooms and three completely different sounds.
Yes.
And that it was very confusing to him, which I completely get. I sing in the chorus in Denver and have sung with them off and on for a number of years, so I get it. I know what you're talking about, and it can be very hard, especially when you're on stage and you know the pressure's on, to trust that what you've learned and what you made your default will carry the day for you. And sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
Sounds like today might have been one of those days.
Maybe. I don't feel it was a nerve problem I think it was just different, and so. You know, I felt we went out confident and didn't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that following Grand Rapids Killer Ballad was a good idea.
Yeah, they had some pretty cool moments in the last third of that song, but that's them. So, you tell me, should we do a little singing and pinpoint some places and look at some...
Yes, that's what we'd like.
Let's do it. Everybody up, please.
Kind of clump that one.
Okay.
Do we have mostly everybody?
Yes.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yep, I think so.
Good.
Yep, looks like most of them. And an additional one that is going to sing with us but couldn't sing through the practices enough to. I've got four tenors now instead of three.
Aha, how many guys total?
30, counting me.
Down 31.
All right, so that's Yeah, that's about right for a number of tenors for that size group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, sing, please. It doesn't matter to me which one, whichever one you want to do.
The ballad. Let's do that. Well, maybe we do the lower one. Let's just make them laugh. I realize that's without any warm up here.
Listen, my Lord, and oh, my Lord, if you want me the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all.
Listen now, and we want to make sure that leads were absolutely 100% in agreement on that, which we weren't today, and which we're not now, right? We've got to be in agreement on that, because that's the very first thing we hear from you, right? So, as singing judges, specifically, what we're listening for, one of the three big subcomponents of the scene category is unity. First one's intonation, the second one's vocal quality. Third one's unity. If we don't hear it with what you're presenting us right from the get-go, then I'm going to keep listening for it. And I'm going to say, I still don't hear it. I still don't hear it. I still don't hear it. And what happens is that doesn't allow me to check that off and to go on and listen for other things that we listen for, like intonation, like vocal quality, like expansion. So if you're not allowing me to tick that box in my head and say, okay, I've heard that, I'll come back to it if I hear some problem with it, but I'm gonna go listen to other things now in the performance. And that's the mindset that we have when we're listening to your performance. So we need to hear that right away, since that's the very first thing we're hearing from you. And that helps us settle where our little tick mark is across the 100 point line at the top of the score sheet, right?
Right.
So, very first thing we need to hear. Secondly, I think that one little thing that we can do that will clear up a lot of the things that we're doing to introduce little bits of noise into the overall group sound is, there are two things that we can do. Number one is pull these corners in like that, right?
Tall vowels.
Tall vowels. And
teeth. Uh-huh. Show the teeth.
Need to see these all
the time.
We've
been talking about it.
Need happy cheeks. Need to see these. And you can, it's real simple. You can do it, and in the Sound of the Rockies chorus in Denver, we do it all the time. You'll see guys going like this at all points of time during the rehearsal. And when you're doing this, if you're tapping lip, you're not doing it right. If you're tapping teeth, you're doing it right, and you should always be able to tap teeth. Doesn't matter what the vowel target is, doesn't matter what you're singing, if you are doing it consistently and right, you will always be able to tap your teeth. And the funny thing is, we even talk like this. We walk around, hello, how are you tonight? And people walking in off the street would think they had gone to the loony bin because we talk so funny. But that's the way we do things, because it ingrains the behavior, right? It takes all the little synchronization errors out, which there were plenty of in today's performance. I'm not even going to look at my score sheet because I know they were. And it takes a lot of the disagreement when it comes to resonance and timbre agreement, both within the sections and across the sections. And as you take those bits of noise out of the sound, out of the overall sound, everything starts to line up. Scores go up and everybody's happy, right? Cool. So, corners in, happy cheeks.
Bite the apple.
Bite the apple. In fact,
BTA. That's my shorthand for bite the apple. What are you doing to bite an apple?
You got to show those top teeth.
Show those top teeth. Okay? So, let's do that again, please. Let's make those three little adjustments. Happy cheeks, teeth, corners in.
Listen now. Listen now.
We cleaned up a little bit of it. We've got some guys that are still doing this in order to show the teeth instead of doing this to show the teeth. Sorry, you couldn't see me.
That's all right.
Doing this to show the teeth, which we don't want because that goes this way.
That's why.
Fool me on that. This is what we want. Listen now. Listen now. Listen now. Right?
Okay.
Right? Again, please. Yes.
Yes. I kind of laugh. This is exactly what Coach has worked with us.
Hey, it works.
I know. Not if they don't do it.
Right.
Listen now. Listen now. On and on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all.
Takes the dullness out. You can hear the dullness in my voice when I let my upper lip go down and sit over my teeth. It sounds dull, doesn't it?
Yes,
yes it does. Because it is. And when those upper teeth are exposed, there's a nice ping and brilliance to the sound that I'm creating, even when I'm talking. Right?
Yeah.
So, we want to do that all the time. It takes that little bit of dullness out of the sound. I've only seen one singer ever that could create a brilliant, beautiful tone with their upper lip covering his teeth, and that's Myron Wittesley, the bass of Main Street, and even he has stopped doing that. I'm good friends with him, but I used to tease him about it all the time. So, but literally, that one thing, those little things that coaches have worked with you on and director works with you on, that one thing is going to take you farther than just about anything else, quite frankly. And the sound, just in reinforcing that and saying, do it, do it, do it, there's a different sound coming out of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. And are we doing sectionals on a regular basis or somewhat regular basis?
No.
Okay. So that would be a great recommendation.
Not beyond the teacher.
Okay. So doing that, if we want to allocate rehearsal
now,
time.
Now, I need you to repeat what the function of the sectional is. And that, gentlemen, is not to reinforce your notes being right. They may be wrong.
I had this conversation with another chorus.
But it's to get a section unit sound after you know your notes.
We don't learn words and notes and sections.
Thank you.
That is your responsibility before coming to chorus.
Well, actually, we do the Chuck Green method, so the very first one is.
Okay, fair point. That's fine. If it's one for that, but then the next week when you come back, you darn well better be ready to go, right? Because sectional unity is what we're working in sectionals.
And if you're in there learning your notes, you're not going to be able to do
it. It's not going to be of any use to you, okay? So do that when we have sectionals, work on sectional unity. That's the goal, and it's going to be to reinforce these little simple things. Corners in, happy cheeks, teeth exposed, right? So, one more time, please.
Listen now, listen now, on and on and on. If you want to be the star on the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all.
age, that was like a lot better. Seriously, it has a better consistency to the sound. It has a better continuity of tone, right? It takes away a little, those little flecks of space, those little flecks of white noise that are in the sound when we're not in agreement and executing uniformly and executing together. This is a team sport, right? Mm-hmm. It's a team sport. We have to be of one accord when we're doing this. I use an example. One of my sons is an elite gymnast, and we were at the United States Olympic Training Center for this huge meet, and they've got these cool, you know, quotes on big banners around the around this enormous gym where they were having this gymnastics meet, and I was reading them. And there was a quote from Babe Ruth, and he said, "You must play," I don't remember the exact quote, but he said, "You must play together as a team. You can have the greatest bunch of guys in the world, but if they're not together, it's not going to mean a lick." And that's not the exact quote, but it was pretty profound as far as what it means to be a team and what it means to execute together toward a common goal. And really, that's what this is, right?
Yes.
So if we take some of these basic tenets and we commit to executing them uniformly and how people are telling us or are asking us to do it, good things are going to happen. It just will. But this is a team sport, so we've got to figure out how best and most efficiently to work together. When you do, it creates a better sound, and it creates a bigger sound. And I didn't ask you to sing louder, you'll note. I just asked you to do these things, and all of a sudden the presence of the sound, because the disagreement goes away, is notable, right? Do you think so?
I agree. I do.
It really is. I mean, granted, I see you for one snapshot, right, in time. I see you for 6 minutes on a day, and then I get to talk to you for a few minutes afterward. These guys are with you every week, so they know what goes on. So
we have achieved that in rehearsals before.
Sure.
It's not like this is the first time that sound came out.
But it's not automatic.
It's not automatic.
It's not always.
And that is what, if we commit to doing it day in and day out, will carry us on a day like today when mm-hmm. you get out there and you're going, "I can't hear the guy next to me. Everything's dry. The sound's going like that instead of out into the house. What is going on? I'm freaking out here a little bit," you know, that kind of thing. And if we don't have a strong default to depend on and fall back to, then who knows what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, was it dry out there from a sound standpoint? Were you able to hear okay?
I don't know. I didn't think it was. I was pretty happy with that stage.
Good. I set the sound.
We're so used to hotel ballrooms. Yeah.
Which are brutal.
We hate.
Yeah.
And
no, I hear you.
There's one other stage in the district that's Battle Creek that isn't great sound.
Okay.
It's got a curtain
but this
and all
was,
of that,
this was
but
okay.
It's an auditorium. This was good.
The shell helped again.
Yeah, the shell was wonderful. Yes.
We were
a little further back from the front of the stage because of 8 sections.
Right.
But.
Well, and again, once you, I call it raising your level of mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because mm-hmm. where are you going to go when the pressure's on?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to that default point.
Mm-hmm.
And if the work that we do raises that.
Right. Yeah, not everybody's
you
default
get
is
going.
The
yeah,
same.
Yeah, so. Delivery.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about consistency, it's all about efficiency, and it's all about teamwork.
Yeah.
And when you commit to corners in, happy cheeks, and teeth exposed, it purifies everything. Right? We don't have vowel targets in Denver. We have 2 mouth shapes. That's it. We have big church and little church. That's it. And you can sing any thanks. You can sing any lyric line through that. Promise, it works.
Yeah.
So, yes.
When you use little, I mean, you did differentiate earlier to me, little and big.
Ooh.
The sides in tall, taller vowels.
Always corners
big
in.
Tall, little tall.
Always cheeks up. Right.
How do
it's
you
just
know
big
when
little.
You do
whatever
he will tell you.
Yeah.
It depends on the vowel you're trying to
Absolutely.
Sing.
Absolutely.